can absorb these words
寄居的
is the sojourners
贫穷的
the poor
寡妇
and the widows
这就是路德
this is Ruth
当你支取神的话的时候
when you absorb the word of God
你要承认你是贫穷
you admit that you are poor
你承认你是一无所有
you admit that you have nothing
邻里贫穷的人有福了
blessed are they that have poor in spirit
因为天国是他们的
for the kingdom of the heavens are theirs
这就是路德怎么开始他的生活
this is how Ruth began her walk
明白吗
you understand that
什么叫失去麦穗
what does it mean to glean, and,glean the wheat field
乃是当人收割的时候还剩下的一点
is that when people harvest the crops there are some leftovers
一点的零碎
it is some, just some left crumbs
今天减一点
here a little bit
明天减一点
tomorrow a little bit
这个钟头减一点
this hour a little bit
下个钟头减一点
next hour another bit
你到什么时候才能是丰富的
when can you be abundant
但是我们的路都是殷勤的
but we know that Ruth was diligent
从早到晚她就失去这个麦穗
from morning till evening she would glean in the field
所以到了黄昏的时候
so when you came to dusk
她回家的时候
when she went home
她可以带着一法的大麦就回到婆婆那里去
she could bring a whole ephah of barley to her mother-in-law
不光养活了自己也养活了婆婆
not only sustained herself but also her mother-in-law
所以第二章的路德是失去麦穗的路德
so the second chapter of Ruth is a Ruth that gleaned in the field
她不光在神面前蒙恩典
she not only received grace before God
她学习在人面前蒙恩典
she learned how to receive grace before man
这是何等的卑微
this is how humbling it is
但是感谢主
but thank the Lord
我们蒙恩就是从最卑微开始的
when we are saved we start from the lowest point
因为神赐恩给谦卑的人
because God gives grace to those who are humble
神阻挡骄傲的人
God is against those that are proud
当你失去麦穗的时候
when you glean in the field
你是最谦卑的
you are the most humble
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你看见吗
you see that
因着路德被带到零的地步
because Ruth was brought to a point of zero
所以现在路德是丰富的
but now Ruth is abundant
结果圣经告诉我们他不经意的刚好就到了波阿斯的田里
and then here it says that Ruth somehow happened to come upon the field of Boaz
波阿斯是个大财主
Boaz was a wealthy man
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
结果他来到了他的田里
so she came into the fields of Boaz
结果没有想到
and unbeknownst to her
他引起了波阿斯的注意
she drew the attention of Boaz
那波阿斯才明白过来
then Boaz understood
原来他就是老早听说她跟着婆婆拿俄米来到伯利恒的
that she had heard how Ruth came back from Moab, the land of the Moabites with Naomi
然后他们中间有一段的对话
and then there was a dialogue in between them
这个对话很重要
this dialogue is very important
一面我们一面波阿斯知道说他向着他婆婆所行的一切
so on the one hand Boaz knew of the story of what Ruth did to Naomi how she left her own parents
他怎样离开本地
how she left her land
像亚伯拉罕一样
just like Abraham
现在居然来他在说不认识的百姓的当中
she came to a people that she did not know
那么弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
在原来看这是没有希望
from man's perspective this is hopeless
你觉得这个故事还有发展下去的可能吗
do you think that there is a possibility of development of the story
但这里波阿斯有解释
but now Boaz had an explanation
这里的波阿斯乃是代表我们的主
now Boaz represents our Lord
我们是路德
we are Ruth
波阿斯乃是我们的主
Boaz is our Lord
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
当你在波阿斯的场上失去麦穗的时候
when you are gleaning in the fields of Boaz
我们的主都看见了
our Lord saw all of it
圣灵把我们的种种都报告给我们的主
The Holy Spirit explained everything in case to the Lord
现在我们的主解释这个布鲁德的遭遇
Now our Lord explains what happened to Ruth
那么路德的感觉我不过是蒙恩典就是了
Ruth felt somehow that I have but received grace
但是呢我们叫波阿斯说的更多的
But we know that Boaz said much more
那这一段话That, 就替第三章就打了一个很重要的底子
that, what she said actually established an important foundation for the chapter 3
许多人读第三章就不明白了
many people when they come to chapter 3 they don't understand it
第一章你能懂
you can understand chapter 1
外邦的女子
a gentile woman
摩亚的女子
a Moabitess
第二章的女子 你能懂
chapter 2 you can understand
十岁的女子
is a gleaning woman
蒙恩典的女子
a woman that received grace
第三章我们就不懂了
chapter 3 we don't understand
第三章的故事对我们来讲完全不明白
chapter 3 is a complete unknown to us
所以如果你不懂的第二章
if you don't understand chapter 2
你不知道第二章跟第三章原来连在一起
you, if you don't understand that chapter 2 and 3 are related
你需要用波阿斯对路德所说的话
you have to use what Boaz Boaz said to Ruth,
来解释那个晚上
to explain that night,
在那个在那个呃在那个场上所发生的故事
what happened in that field.
请大家记得
Everybody remember.
圣经里面有好几个夜
There are many nights in the Bible.
那么在路德记第三章那个夜是非常重要的一夜
And the night in chapter 3 of Ruth, it's a very important night.
那是路德一生的转捩点
That was a turning point in the life of Ruth.
所以当我们读第三章的时候
So when we read Ruth chapter 3,
你知道说这是整个四章圣经里面最重要的一章
You know that amongst the four chapters, chapter 3 is the most important.
但是第一它很容易叫别人误会
But on the one hand, it allows many people to misunderstand it.
以为说这里是不是有一些暧昧的事情，不光明的事情
They think that there is something inappropriate in this chapter 3.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
但是同时，如果你明白这一章圣经
But on the other hand, if you understand this chapter.
你知道那个解释是在第二章
You know that the explanation is in chapter 2.
所以今天早晨我们把它解释了
So this morning we explained it.
但等一等，我们可以再重复一下
But later on we can repeat.
但是不管怎么样
No matter what
你知道说当路德在那打麦穗的时候
You see that when Ruth was gleaning in the field
她觉得只要能够拾取麦穗就好了
She felt that somehow if she could collect some wheat it would be enough
就好像迦南的妇人对主耶稣说
It's just like that Canaan woman who said to the Lord
狗也吃主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣
The dogs will even eat the crumbs that fell off the table
她承认自己是狗
She admits she's a dog
她没有爬到桌子上去吃那块
She didn't climb up to the table to eat of the bread.
迦南是代表那块那个桌子。
The land of Canaan represents that table.
主耶稣就是那块饼。
Our Lord Jesus is that bread.
主耶稣说不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。
The Lord Jesus is not good for you to give the bread to the dogs.
那个狗在原文是玩具的狗。
In the original, that dog, word dog, is a toy dog.
但是迦南夫人怎么说呢
？But what did the Canaanite woman say?
她的狗也是桌子上掉下来的碎渣。
Said even the dog eats of the crumbs of that table.
我没有到迦南地区。
I didn't go to the land of Canaan.
跑到我们的地方
You came to our place.
我们在桌子底下
We are beneath the table.
结果饼从桌上掉在桌下来了
And then the crumbs fell off from the table to the ground.
对我来说我只要能吃到碎渣就可以了
But for me, just to have the crumbs is enough.
我就已经满足了
I'm satisfied.
我只要能在桌底下能吃到碎渣我就高兴了
I just need to have the crumbs beneath the table and I'm satisfied.
所以主耶稣说这个人的信心是大的
So the Lord Jesus said, this woman's faith is great.
不止迦南妇人
Not only the Canaanite woman.
你知道是这个你知道路德也是这样。
You know Ruth was this way as well.
我能够拾取麦穗就可以了。
I just need to glean some wheat and I'm satisfied.
结果没有想到波阿斯邀请到他们的桌子跟前。
But you didn't imagine that Boaz invited her to eat with him.
把饼给他。
Gave her bread.
把醋给他。
Gave her the vinegar.
那个醋在古时候就是酒。
That vinegar in ancient times was the wine.
有饼有酒，这就代表主的桌子。
It's the bread and the cup. It represents the Lord's table.
我们以为在主的桌子底下就好了。
Think that we just need to be beneath the Lord's table. But no.
你看主邀请我们来他的桌子面前。
The Lord invites us to his table.
所以他们就把烘干的麦穗就给了他吃。
So he gave her the roasted grain.
我们的主就是麦子。
Our Lord is the wheat.
他的十字架上是被烘了的穗子。
On the cross, he was the one that was roasted.
你看见吗
？You see that?
结果路德就接受了。
And then Ruth accepted it.
他就吃饱了。
Then she was filled.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
我们每天都是因着十字架在我们身上的工作，我们是饱足的人。
Every day because of the work of the cross, it allows us to be satisfied.
现在我们能够起来再拾取麦穗了。
Now we can raise up and take up of that wheat.
等到他走了以后
，After he left,
你知道摩波阿斯就告诉他仆人两件事。
Then Boaz said of Ruth two things.
如果路德在捆里面是。这个失去麦穗，你也可以容他。
If Ruth is going to take some from the sheaf, let her do it.
还有，你们要从捆里面故意的拿出一些的麦子来，把它丢在地上。
And you should leave some of the collection of the sheaves and purposely throw some on the ground for her to collect.
这是 a handful of purpose. 这个就是故意这样的一把给他。
It's a handful of purpose.
那这样的话，你知道是故意的留给路德的。
Then you know that this was purposely left for Ruth.
所以路德从早晨到晚上
，So from morning till evening，
他终于能够堆积了一些丰富带回家去了。
So she would collect some of the fullness and bring it home.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们蒙恩得救以后
，After we're saved，
我们读经也好
，Whether we study the Bible，
我们祷告也好
，Whether we pray，
我们聚会
，Whether we go to meetings，
我们读属灵的书
，Whether we study spiritual books，
我们就是在波阿斯场上。 方在那拾取麦穗。
We are there gleaning in the fields of Boaz.
我们只读一点点。
We just study a little bit.
我们里面不再有何等的喜乐。
We are full of joy.
一节的圣经。
One verse.
可以叫我们喜乐一个礼拜。
Can allow us to rejoice for a whole week.
当我们最痛苦的时候。
When we are in the deepest suffering.
一节的圣经安慰我们。
One verse comforts us.
或者一个弟兄的祷告安慰了我们。
Maybe a brother's prayer comforts us.
或者讲台上一句话就安慰了我们。
Or maybe the preacher says something that comforts us.
你在聚会里面。
In the meeting.
也许大半时间都在睡觉的。
And maybe you're sleeping for most of the meeting.
你们现在很少人这样做。
Very few of you are doing this.
我不是在说你
的。I'm not saying it, but talking about you.
所以有的人大半时间就睡觉。
Some people spend most of the time sleeping.
但是一句话。
But just one word.
他醒过来就是一句话。
One phrase when he wakes up.
结果就成为他的满足。
Then it became his abundance and fullness.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
每一个基督徒都是十岁的十都是十岁的女子。
Every believer is a one who gleans in the field.
都像路德一样。
We are like Ruth.
所以这样我们在恩典中就慢慢慢慢就长大了。
So in grace we grow up.
好了，现在我们就来到了第二章最后的一段。
So now we come to the last part of chapter 2.
那么她当然回去一五一十就把她的遭遇就告诉婆婆了。
So she told everything to her mother-in-law.
她婆婆才晓得。
Then her mother-in-law knew.
原来她的媳妇是到了波阿斯的田里面。
That her daughter-in-law had come to the fields of Boaz.
太稀奇了。
It's amazing.
因为波阿斯原来是他们至近的亲属。
Because Boaz was a close relative.
是 kinsman, 是他一个非常非常接近的一个亲戚。
A kinsman.
那这就非常重要了。
This is very important.
因为对拿俄米来讲
，Because for Naomi，
如果路德是在波阿斯的场里面来拾取麦穗的话
，If Ruth was gleaning in the fields of Boaz，
那么这个就是波阿斯的，这就是路德的明天。
This is the future of Ruth。
路德的盼望
，The hope of Ruth，
不是在别的田里
，Is not in other fields，
那是在那块田里
，But was in that field。
那我在这里顺便再提一下。
Now let me mention another point.
你还记不记得圣经说路德舍不得拿俄米
？Remember the phrase that Ruth gleaned onto Naomi.
舍不得这个字啊。
The word gleaning
就是仅仅连于拿俄米。
So the word cling means the union with Naomi.
他们两个是难分难舍。
They cannot be separated.
那么这个就是在创世纪第二章那里。
That is found in Genesis chapter 2.
人要离开父母。
Man has to leave his father and mother
妻子联合
to be united with his wife.
他与妻子的关系是难分难舍的关系
The relationship between the man and the woman is that of you cannot separate them.
所以那个字是代表联合
That word cleave represents union.
是个很强烈的字眼
It's a strong word.
所以这里给我们看见
So this shows us
就路德舍不得拿俄米
That Ruth clinged on to Naomi.
原来这个字出现了三次
This word actually appeared three times.
所以这就是路德记的特点了
So this is a special feature of the book of Ruth. You understand?
这里是一处
Here it was one mentioned once. Another place was chapter 2.
第八节
Verse 8.
波阿斯对路德说女儿啊听我说不要往别人田里去拾取麦穗
Listen carefully my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field.
神的话不是告诉我们说不要爱世界吗
But didn't the word of God tell us not to love the world?
这个世界是别人的田
This world is the other fields.
你不要到那里拾取麦穗
Don't go to the other fields to glean.
但是不要离开这里
But don't leave this place.
不要离开这块田
Don't leave this field.
这块田是波阿斯的田地
This field is Boaz's field.
那么这里不要离开
So do not leave this field.
原文是你要粘在这里要舍不得这里
In the original, this meant you are to cling to this field.
你与这块的联合就像亚当跟夏娃的联合一样
You're cleaving to this field is the same as Adam was cleaved to Eve.
你与这块的联合就像路德舍不得拿俄米一样
Your union with this field ought to be the same as Ruth could not be separated from Naomi.
这是第二次
This is the second mention.
第三次呢
The third mention.
我今天早上说错了我现在再更正一下
I actually said it incorrectly this morning. I have to correct myself.
第二章二十一节
Chapter 2 verse 21
摩亚女子路德说她对我说你要紧随我的仆人拾取麦穗
Then Ruth the Moabite said furthermore he said to me you should stay close to my servants until they have finished all my harvest
等到他们收完了我的庄稼
until they have finished all my harvest
那这里紧随 我的仆人。
You should stay close to my servants.
那个词和舍不得是一个字。
That word, you should stay close, is that word cling or cleave.
那里那个字和不要离开这块田，不要离开，同样一个字。
It's the same word as do, be, you should cling yourself to this field.
这个字。